Episode 189 of the Drive-By Podcast, sponsored by Les Delices Lafrenière, 5 Montreal locations, best pastries, bakery items in the city, and Italian products at the newly expanded store in Brossard, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, and Montreal West. Simplement délicieux. It's Les Delices Lafrenière. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace. Episode 189 of the Drive-By Podcast, Thursday edition. How you doing? It's Freeway Frank. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Remember that? Remember that saying? Was it exactly that line? I believe so. That's the way I, at least, learned it, that words don't mean anything. Of course, they could have a negative effect on you if they are racially driven, if they are degrading, and somebody is verbally abusing you. But then there are other, let's say, forums, okay, outside of being bullied in a schoolyard when you're a kid and it's traumatic, outside of just bullying in general, you know, when you're in a sports environment, an arena, ice rink, baseball field, you got to toughen up. You're going to hear words. You're going to hear words, and they're just that. They're words. Now, there are some words, for example, like the N-word. That's a word that I would never use because I know it hurts black people. I know it hurts them. So why would I use it? Just for the heck of throwing it around? It's the same way the word WAP, in reference to Italians that came over without papers. Did you know that's what it meant? Without papers. A lot of people just think it's a derogatory term towards Italians, but they don't know the actual meaning and why. Well, we came here without papers. So we were called WAPs. We were literally second-class citizens when we came here crossing the Atlantic on boats like my family did, and had to work hard to get to where we are now in society, as in treated equally. But back in the day, Greeks, Portuguese, Italians, many Europeans, as well as African Americans, I mean, the list goes on and on, people of Asian origin have been treated horribly. So we know all that. We know that that is wrong. And there's no room, no space for racism, and pure and outlandish racism. Not things that in 2024 liberals call racism and they call misogynist, and, you know, like sometimes they can't take a joke, so they get all triggered. Ooh, they get all emotional for no reason. I'm talking about how you can't say anything anymore. And there are certain words that trigger, especially people who are consider themselves progressive liberals and are very left. Words like crazy. I'm going to say all the words today. You can't say, oh, Frank. I remember once I said crazy on the radio, and somebody told me, wrote to me and said, you can't use the word crazy. That's politically incorrect. People are suffering with mental health. And all. But see, this is exactly what I mean. There are words like that to me have no, it doesn't have that kind of insinuation to me. When I say crazy, it's like, you're crazy. Oh, that was crazy. That was nuts. That was loony. That was wacko. All those words are just words that if you have any kind of backbone, you can take. And the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, has said worse. We know all the things he said in the last 8 years and how he singled out people. I don't have to go there. How he vilified people and all that. So now, when the leader of the opposition, Pierre Poilievre, today says this:
when will we put an end to this wacko policy by this wacko prime minister?
The liberals go crazy. It is. It's a wacko. All his policies are wacko. This was in reference to drugs in Vancouver, British Columbia, and the situation over there with drugs on the street, and how the liberals have handled all that, how they, instead of rehabilitating people and helping people, you know, and getting them better, they give them more drugs. So he was just making a reference as to all the policies of the liberal government of the last 8 years, not just this particular one, but this one in this instance, what he was referring to as wacko. And then they completely lost their minds. But let me get to the parts leading up to it in Parliament, because these were fantastic moments, by the way. This is must-see TV if you ever watch it on CPAC or wherever you could catch it on YouTube. It is just must-see TV. And seeing Justin Trudeau squirm and the look he gets on his face when anyone ever questions him, it's like he has this, you know what I mean? Like, he's better than you. He has this chip on his shoulder, like, you, I've talked about this before, you are talking to me like that. Like, I am the Prime Minister of Canada. Who are you? That's the attitude that he has.
Been answered by the Leader of the Opposition is why he chooses to continue to court extreme right nationalist groups.
I always condemn extremism and racism, including from the guy who spent the first half of his adult life as a practicing racist.
Of course, because he wore blackface three times, you're practicing racist. I mean, Pierre is just, he knows how to deliver the zingers. I'm telling you, he has perfect stand-up comedy timing. He just does, and Trudeau doesn't. He doesn't know how to deliver anything. He wouldn't be able to deliver the mail if he had an opportunity to. He said that, by the way, one day when he leaves office, he might be going back to his first love. Not men. No, not men. Not guys. His first love being teaching. And he could barely do that. He was an assistant drama teacher. Drama he is, but he wasn't even a teacher. He was filling in for the teachers when they were sick.
And I'm going to ask all members to
Then the Speaker of the House expels Pierre Poilievre. He removes him from Parliament. And then eventually the Conservatives all step down and leave. Parliamentary session, by the way, was being viewed by, if I'm not mistaken, two groups of students as well. This is Canadian democracy. This is how bad it is. It's so bad, you can't even say a word like wacko before the Speaker of the House tells you to leave and censors you. It's wacko. I would understand if it was such a bad term. How is wacko, only in Canada, is wacko deemed a bad term? And the Speaker of the House, I mean, talk about playing partisan here. He's supposed to be neutral. We know he's a liberal. We know he was appointed by Justin Trudeau and the Liberals. So it's a joke. This whole system sucks. It's a joke. And it's the reason why this country is headed, if not already there, in shambles.
It was a choice to pander to white nationalists.
Mr. Speaker, it is a choice for him to implement extremist policies. When will we put an end to this wacko policy by this wacko Prime Minister?
No. No. There are a couple of things which are going on here today, which is not acceptable.
Speaker of the House tells Pierre Poilievre he has to retract the word. Basically, he has to not say sorry, but say, okay, you know, whatever, I want to retract wacko, reemphasize the point he was making. Without wacko, he wouldn't do it. And I love it. Why the heck should you not be able to use a word like wacko? Wacko, really? That's the word? I mean, I would understand if you would have said something that was, it was so mean and nasty. Wacko? That's like borderline a clown. He's a wacky clown or somebody acting nerdy or eccentric. That's what wacko means. We are already the butt of jokes internationally. So can you imagine newscasts, people saying that the Leader of the Opposition got kicked out for using the word wacko, for calling him wacko, wacky, whatever, a word people use on a daily basis. He didn't call him an asshole, which he is. A prick, which he is, fucker, which he is. All those, I understand, are borderline profanity, not acceptable maybe in the House of Commons because you have to use proper language. Maybe that, but wacko, really, this is where we're at. This is all they've got. It's because the Liberals are desperate. They're desperate to win an election when that election comes in 10 years or whenever the dictator calls it or allows us to have an election again. And they'll do anything. They'll do anything to point fingers at, look, bad guy, racist, far right. Look at him. Look at him go. Today he called me a wacko. He thinks I'm a whack job.
I have to- name you for disregarding the authority of the chair.
Listen to that. Disregarding the authority. I mean, listen to how that is said. First of all, disregarding the authority of the chair. Now, we know the Speaker of the House, what the Speaker of the House is there to do, moderate the authority. The Speaker of the House, did I miss it? Is the authority? The Speaker of the House, the authority of the chair? Like you're a king, you're a queen, you're a head of royalty, leader of the state? No, you're there to moderate, keep things relatively cool. And yeah, when people do get out of line, you calm things down. But calling the prime minister wacko is not out of line. I'd like to go into a little discussion here of words, maybe. Let's talk about words that would not be acceptable, besides the three that I mentioned. I hit the the trifecta there moments ago. But other words that if you called somebody... Because isn't it worse? I mean, when you call somebody a racist, that's a big accusation, right? You're accusing somebody of being a racist, or not necessarily, you're just saying it. This person is a racist. Isn't that worse than saying, you're a racist, okay? And then let's say, what's worse? You're a wacko. Which one sounds worse? You know what I'm saying? How about this? Small fringe minority, outlining them as a minority. They're a minority of people who don't agree, who have inappropriate views, or have views that are don't make up our views. So therefore, because people have different and opposing views as we do, they're part of a fringe minority, and we label them inappropriate. Aren't those worse? Aren't those worse things? I mean, all these things that have happened so far this decade, led by the prime minister, all worse, a million times worse. So can you imagine if Pierre Poilievre had worn blackface even once and Trudeau had never worn blackface, he would have had to step down. He would have had to step down. We know this. We know this. They would not have allowed it. They would have not have allowed a guy carrying on in Parliament after wearing blackface or doing something so racist. Trudeau did it three times in his adult life where he should have known better. He's the prime minister. Nothing. Scandal after scandal after scandal. You could talk about a Rive scam. You could talk about the SNC-Lavalin. You could talk about the We Charity. I mean, the list goes on and on. The 37, 27, I don't even know how many car motorcade, but he talks about climate crisis and he's a climate alarmist, but meanwhile he's flying everywhere, driving everywhere. It's just insanity. It really is. I would have used a better word than wacko. I would have said clown. I would have used clown because he's a clown and this is a circus. Okay, but wacko still definitely defines the prime minister and his policies. There's no doubt about that. But what other words come to mind that had Pierre Poilievre used, he would have immediately been removed? Well, you can't say, how about if you would have called him, I would have loved it. Had he said, he's a bitch, I understand, because bitch is a strong word. Bastard. Now, he could be a bastard child. He could, right? But that's none of my business. We know what some people, or who some people think his dad was. But bastard, that's okay, that would have crossed the line. Obviously, any profanity, some of the ones I already used, those wouldn't be tolerated. Psychopath, is that along the lines of if they found wacko too demeaning? Psychopath is along those lines, okay? But okay, look, you have to have some kind of decorum when you're in Parliament. But when you're debating and things get as ridiculous as they have, he's like the Energizer Bunny, I always say. He keeps going and going and going and on and on and on. And you can't stop this guy. It just keeps charging himself. And somehow people keep voting him in. Minority, whatever. Who knows the next time? I don't know anymore. I seem to think he'll lose in a landslide, but who knows anymore? Did you ever see him clapping when he went to that hockey game and he was clapping like that? That's wacky too. A lot of the things he does and the way his mannerisms are, the way he acts are wacky, therefore would make him a wacko. So there are words that could have been used instead that would have had him immediately tossed. Who knows, maybe even, I don't know if there's a suspension. I know it's like this is like the National Hockey League. But a wacko, really? I mean, I think this shocked a lot of people. On social media, I was, and people were like, really? Wacko. This is the worst thing to come out of Parliament in months. It's a scandal. Wacko. Ooh. Remember, the Liberals could call you a racist. They could call you a misogynist, a climate denier, an election denier. They could call you insurrectionist, because that's what they do south of the border. They could call you a Nazi. How many times did Justin Trudeau say that person is a Nazi, or that person, they hang with Nazis, suggesting conservatives, including one Jewish member, Melissa Lastman of the Conservative Party, accusing her of standing with, or the conservatives, of standing with Nazis. That's okay. But the other word that starts with a W and ends in an O, no good. Wacko. Episode 189 of the Drive-By Podcast, sponsored by Les Délices La Fraîneuse, Simplement Délicieux. You're looking for a cake, a perfect cake for whatever you're celebrating. Maybe it's a confirmation, communion, anything holy, or marriage. It's a birthday, and the person that you're getting a cake for likes something, is known for something. They like soccer, they like hockey. They'll design the cake, the custom cake, for that person. So the pictures are going to be beautiful. It's going to taste amazing. It's going to look great. And they design these custom cakes for all of life's events at Les Délices La Fraîneuse. 5 Montreal locations. You could call up St. Leonard and work with a designer, or head to Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and Brossard. Just tell them what you want, and they're going to hook it up and get that ordered for you for your next big life event. Les Délices La Fraîneuse, voted Montreal's best of, time and time again, and for a reason. Simplement Délicieux. Check them out online as well at lesdelicelafrenais.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you haven't been yet, try it this weekend. Les Délices La Fraîneuse. You will not be disappointed. The world is becoming a scary place. This is not necessarily scary, but it makes you wonder. You know, there are men, there are people that pay for sex. And the reason behind paying for sex is simply, well, I want it, I pay for it, I get it, and I leave after. She leaves after, there's no emotional attachment, there's no relationship. And some guys, I'm speaking on behalf of guys here, even though I don't do that, but some guys, a lot of men out there that I speak to would much rather be single and have a sex partner and not have the baggage that comes with it. You know, I get that. And then now I was talking about recently on a podcast how there's a whole new generation of people growing up, and especially young men, that are more addicted to porn than ever. So in other words, they get everything they want on their phone, on the computer. Everything they want. They just punch it in, they get to see it. Therefore, why waste so much time pursuing a relationship? I'm not saying it's sad. I'm not saying this is what they should be doing. I'm saying this is what they're choosing to do because it's a lot easier to do it that way. Well, now comes AI dolls. AI sex dolls. Dolls that you could purchase that could look exactly the way you want them to look. AI dolls whom you could get to do exactly what you want them to do. And they're robots. So you don't want them to talk after? They're not going to talk. You want them to watch you smoke a cigarette? They'll watch you smoke a cigarette. You want them to smoke a cigarette after with you? They'll smoke a cigarette with you. And then you put her away. You put them away, whatever. I'm sure they're going to be available in both genders and in between. Of course, in between. And then you put them in the closet till you need them again and you take them out. This is, now, I was talking about the word wacko. this earlier with Justin Trudeau. This is wacky shit to think about it. If you look back at the advancements of technology of the last 50 years, and now you look at, ahead at the 50 years from now, doesn't it seem at all plausible that we'll be living in a world that advanced that anyone can have an AI sex partner? And so then, what does that mean? It'll mean there's less procreation. The population should drop because more people are going to be having sex with robots, which is completely insane. I believe this happened on Star Trek quite a few times with Captain Kirk, right? But when you think about it, it's not as crazy as wacko or wacky as it seems, as pathetic as it sounds. It's not. Because people are going to be able to get the satisfaction that they want, to get off when they want and how they want, without having all the baggage that comes with it. Now you're asking yourself, okay, well, Frank, maybe if there were a lot more composed, good people out there, this wouldn't be happening. Because obviously, if you had to choose between having sex, now think about this before you answer out loud. You have to choose about... You have to choose between having sex with a real woman, a real man, or an AI male sex doll or an AI female sex doll. Who would you choose if, think about this really, if the AI sex doll can please you? I mean, think about this. I'm speaking to women here. The AI sex doll can please you exactly. I mean, you type, you know, like ChatGPT. You type whatever you want into the program, and this AI male sex doll, ladies, will do whatever you want and please you to the max. I mean, there is no, you know, I'm tired. There is no, he only lasted 3 minutes. No, this is like he lasted 4 hours and I have to go to the emergency. I mean, this is the future. This is not me making this up. These dolls are already in the making. In some cases, they're already out some level, I guess, of AI adapted in these sex dolls. Not fully, I don't think so. Fully, maybe there are some fully 100% ones somewhere in Japan, somewhere over there. they're enjoying, some of the scientists are enjoying these, practicing, I guess, with this technology. Perfecting it, yeah, until it comes out, yeah, for the rest of the world, comes out. So look, you got to think, and this is my conclusion. Women are not great. Men are not that great. People that should be pleasing you, I'm not talking about only sexually. People that should be pleasing you in life, people that you should be getting full satisfaction from. If you're a man into women, that should be the ultimate woman. If you're a woman into man, that should be ultimate men. They're not pleasing you. They're not performing at the level you want them to perform to, the level we want them to perform at, or whatever. The most perfect person for you would have to be an AI-generated sex doll to be there for you for all of life's most intimate moments. Intimate, and I'm sure, then the doll, when it gets to a certain level, will go get you a coffee, will go throw out the trash, ladies, will you know, never answer me, never give me lip service, never say no. I mean, this is, it's wild, and that's where we're headed. But the way I look at it is there are men who seek the company of women in other countries. I've talked about this. The passport bros, and because they feel that the North American woman, the Western woman, has let them down, so they go back to, I guess, the roots where women are still women, like right at the root. I'm not saying that this is what every man is looking for, but a lot of guys end up going to these countries to find that woman, and they're happy. And you got very average-looking guys with very beautiful women who want to serve their men. If this is not possible, and it gets to a point where I guess you can go to another country to find the best person, the best mate for you, then AI will be the next thing. Type it in, program it. That'll be the person that's best for you because you're telling it everything that you want, and not everything that you want or desire, but everything you want it to do because it's a robot and it's going to do it for you. Crazy when you think about it. I've been thinking about this because I saw a report on YouTube about it, about these sex dolls. Now, once this is introduced to society, it's the end of everything. It's the end of everything. Men will not need women anymore. Women will not need men anymore. It'll be the humans with the significant, with the opposite sex or whoever they're attracted to as the AI form. That's it. There won't be any human-to-human interaction. It'll be more robot-to-human, if that makes any sense. And it's wild. It is so wild to think of that, to think that that's where the world is headed. That's where the world is already. You get everything instantly. Why not that? At the end of the day, at the end of the night, whatever it comes down to is what you want and you desire for the time that you're here on this planet. And if being with something that is not real, but is a robot, is real in the sense that it's a robot doing the job, an inanimate object, even though it's acting as animate as possible, and doing everything you want it to do, if that's what you choose over a human being, if that's what we end up choosing over a human being, well, there is no there is no human interaction anymore. We're literally going to have robots and humans everywhere, and no humans wanting to hang with anybody of the human species anymore. As bizarre as this may sound, this is exactly the world many people fear. And it's exactly the world, the place where we are headed to. With the advancements of AI, artificial intelligence will take over. And artificial intelligence will also pull the switch on this planet eventually. And that's a scary thought. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Drive-By Podcast, number 189. It is sponsored by Les Delices Lafrenière. 5 Montreal locations. Get hooked up this weekend with the best pastries in the city. My personal choice, if you're going to get a cake this weekend, get the strawberry shortcake. If you already had that one, then try the limoncello. The vanilla is great. The cappuccino cake is great. They're all awesome. You will be blown away. So will your guests or your hosts, whoever you're going to's house this weekend, they will love it. Trust me on this one. 5 Montreal locations, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store in Brossard. It's Les Delices Lafrenière for the top pastries in the city. I'm Freeway Frank. Thank you so much for listening. Please 5-star this episode if you can on Spotify, review or comment on Apple, or check out any of the past episodes with guests on YouTube. We'll catch you again next week. Ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace.